Hi, this is Brian Pasch, CEO of PCG Digital Marketing, and I'd like to talk about the massive changes that are going on in search engine optimization as Google, Yahoo, and Bing increasingly use social signals, social likes, posts, tweets, and now the plus one from Google to rank search engine result pages. First of all, let me say that the automotive search engine optimization business is never boring. Things are changing at a rapid pace. So if your search engine optimization company isn't calling you and explaining about these massive changes that are going on in the marketplace, you may reconsider who you are partnering with, because today search engine optimization needs a commitment of the business and their employees to make it successful. Let me explain. Right now, Google has released the plus one tag on all search engine results and now Google AdWords. That means that in a search result, a consumer can like or plus one any organic listing and now even paid ads. Why is this important? Because when another consumer in the market, possibly a friend of mine, that does a search and says, hey, Brian Pasch like this, or Janet Smith like this, you can understand how when pages start to get dozens and dozens and dozens of plus ones, again, it's like reviews, or what I call the Amazon effect. When you search Amazon for a $200 camera, and if you haven't predetermined a brand, if a cameras are all in the same general features, same general price, a camera with 3 stars that is presented, a camera with 4 stars that's presented, and a camera that has 5 stars, it's most likely that the one with 5 stars will be chosen based on third-party consumer reviews. That's why I tell people today that being on Google page one is not the game. Being on Google page one with high reviews or high plus ones is an important strategy that all businesses must have in place. So let's start. First of all, the number one search phrase that drives traffic to most businesses is their name. Now, of course, if you are a new company that have not branded yourself in the local community, it may take some time. But for example, for a car dealer, if their dealership is Marlboro Nissan, when you look at Google Analytics, the number one search phrase that drives traffic to their business organically is Marlboro Nissan. If your dealership is Shelly BMW, you can go and look in analytics and the number one phrase that drives people to your website is Shelly BMW. And why is this the case? Years of radio, TV, print, license plate tags, word of mouth marketing, billboards, and the employees and the physical presence that your dealership building has. With that being said, when you type in Shelly BMW or Marlboro Nissan or Acton Toyota, the number one most prominent thing on the page is Google Places, which means that if Google Places shows 5 reviews and they're horrible, all your work for search engine optimization effectively gets blown up by consumer reviews. If your Google Places says, run away from this business, they're horrible, or this business is a ripoff, or this person at this business discriminates against women, whatever could possibly show, if as an SEO strategy you don't include reputation management, you're basically blowing up your business. Why would you want your business listing to show up on Google page one with negative reviews? So when we talk about automotive SEO, when we're talking about helping to get a dealer's website on Google page one, The first and most common phrase is their business name. Your SEO strategy has to include reputation management processes that increase the number of reviews that show on Google Places and the other third-party websites like Edmunds and DealerRater and Presto Reviews and City Search, Judy's Book, Insider Pages, Yelp, that may be rolled up in Google Places. Now, aside from the business name, and let's just pick a Toyota dealer, okay? So if I pick Acton Toyota, which is in Massachusetts, if I do a search, Toyota Camry Boston, Toyota Service Boston, those short general keywords also normally trigger Google Places. So it's just not the dealership name that comes up when a consumer searches a general phrase. You'll see Google Places will also show. But when you do searches other than the exact dealership name, there's a high likelihood, if your site is optimized, that inside pages or specific pages on your website show. And this is where the Google Plus One strategy comes in. If you type in Toyota Service Groton or Groton, Massachusetts, and if a page shows on Google Page One an organic listing, wouldn't it be great if 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 of your customers in Groton gave it a plus one? If you type in, you know, say Orange County BMW Service, and you're lucky that your website optimization partner got your service page on Google Page One, wouldn't it be great for it to have 20 plus ones from your customers? You understand that the automotive SEO strategies have to include consumer engagement. They have to be socialized. So this is what I was trying to say earlier. If your SEO company isn't calling you up, if your SEO company isn't showing you how to get your customers to post reviews, to do the plus one on your ads, on your most important visible pages, they're missing the boat, because the socialization of the web is clear to me that any organic listing that has a high number of plus ones, any businesses that have a high number of positive reviews will get more attention, more clicks, and more business. It's very, very easy for you to do this test. Say you're a Honda dealer in Denver. Just type in Denver Honda dealers and take a look at the range of reviews. If you were a consumer, ask yourself, which Honda dealer in Denver would you click on? If one had 50 stars and one had 5, where are you clicking if distance is not that extreme? The same thing goes with the plus one. Today, your customers should be plus one-ing your pages. Your customers should be plus one-ing your ads. But tell you the truth, they don't really know too much about it, so you need to educate them. That means in those thank you letters, those thank you emails, those thank you calls, or most importantly, when they're in your dealership, if they have a Gmail account, if they have a Google Register email account, get them to log in and plus one your page, plus one your website, post a review using Google Places app. The key here is SEO still needs good content. SEO still needs page titles, meta tags, and such. SEO does need inbound links and on-site linking strategies, absolutely. But that just gets you in the game. Now the game is, how do I get more people to add a third-party vote or a third-party review? Because it's obvious that the social signals are being included in ranking results, in live search results. So for example, your automotive SEO strategy should be including posting your blog, your latest blog post, or your important pages on your website in social media and getting people to like them and post them on their profile. Meaning, if you have a brand new model, a 2012 car that's really popular, posting a link to that page in Facebook and saying, hey, here's the information on the latest car. It's really getting a lot of traction in the marketplace. And 100 people share that link on Facebook. That's important. Having that tweeted out, having that shared on Dig, having that plus one, having all of those activities, I believe, will increase the relevance of that page. So your automotive SEO strategy has to evolve as the search engines evolve. So business owners listening to this podcast, make sure you have a process in place that every week your online review count is increasing. Make sure that every week your happy, satisfied customers are plus one-ing your website, are sharing your website on their Facebook pages, that if they're active Twitterers, that they are tweeting about the great experience they had at your dealership. Now, if you say, Brian, my customers won't comply, or I have an older audience that doesn't use Google, those are all excuses. They don't have any validity because the popularity of Google, the popularity of Facebook means a percentage of your customers are using these tools, will engage in these tools if you just ask, if you just present it in the right way. Let's be very, very clear. Consumers are using many tools on the internet to shop, but social influence, what their friends say about a business or a car, is extremely important. If you ignore these social signals, your automotive SEO strategy will backfire. You will lose relevance, you will lose rankings, and most importantly, your listing will not have the call to action that your competitors may have. If you're looking for a strong automotive SEO strategy, if you're looking for new ways to generate a raving online fan base and how to leverage that online raving fan base to attract more customers, just give the digital marketing team a call at PCG Digital Marketing, 732-450-8200. We'd love to assist you implement a current dynamic automotive SEO strategy to complement your other digital marketing efforts. We are very excited about the direction that Google's taking. We believe that it's the right direction. The socialization of the web is very, very transparent, and businesses that are doing a great job serving customers will be rewarded. Let us help you make that connection with your customers. Look forward to speaking with you.